Jeannie and I were blessed to travel a couple of years ago to Barcelona, Spain. And when we went there, number one on our bucket list for something to see was the basilica that goes by the name Sagrada Familia. Now, some of you are familiar enough with Spanish to know, tell me, what does Sagrada Familia mean? Holy Family. So you can see why I thought about it this weekend, right? And this place is a wonder in many different ways. It's designed by Antonio Gaudi, the architect, and the choices that he made on the exterior especially confuse a lot of people. Part of it, one facade entirely, looks like big globs of wet sand were kind of used to put it together, and some of it is hard to pick it out because of the form and structure of it. It's not as precise, and it's a little darker, and it confuses a lot of people. Then they go to the other side, the other facade, completely different. The other facade is this brutalist stone architecture, concrete, sharp lines, so clean, but also very stark. Even the figures on it, the Holy Family, are depicted as having big square stone heads. And the overall feeling that people get is, as I said, kind of chaotic and confusion. And some people love it, and others think, how could anyone ever love this? And some just call it downright ugly. But then you walk inside. When you walk inside Sagrada Familia, the way he designed the windows was to have this light flood in, different light at different times of the day, but all warm and vibrant, and it just covers everything and envelops you. And even the pillars in there are made to look like trees that go up into a canopy in the forest supporting the ceiling. It's just stunning. And there's almost no one that goes inside Sagrada Familia not saying, this is one of the most beautiful man-made places on earth. So I was thinking about that contrast with this Holy Family, Sagrada Familia, and it made me wonder, would you say, especially after this Christmas season, maybe spending some time with your Holy Families, are your Holy Families, are our Holy Families a little like that sometimes? On the outside, looking kind of chaotic and hard to understand, maybe not always real pretty, but on the inside, there's warmth, and there's something that makes you feel like you're home. And you're supported, and you're loved. Or some families are just the opposite. They're beautiful and pristine on the outside. They look flawless. But inside, they're covering up a multitude of burdens and struggles, kind of like the whitewashed tombs that Jesus accused some of the Pharisees of being. Either one of these situations is a problem because of what the church teaches us about the purpose of our holy families. And what role we have to play in building up God's kingdom here on earth. It's an inside-out sort of a deal. And before I go further, let me define this word family. And this is the definition that is supported by church teachings, as I'll tell you in just a minute. Family might be your biological family. It might be your immediate family. It might be your extended family. Or it might be your chosen family. Sometimes people need to seek out those who make them feel like family, who feel like family to them. What I'm really referring to is a group of people that you find yourself returning to from time to time, over and over again, for comfort, rest, support, affirmation, and a reminder that there are places where you are dearly loved. That's family. Whoever those people are for you, that's family. And it may fit several parts of that definition. And the Catechism reinforces that broader definition. What it says is, for the purpose of building God's kingdom, single persons and those without a traditional family are embraced within this vision of the church as family for all. In other words, all of those definitions of family are part of the family of God. And all of those have the potential to be a holy family. In fact, the church tells us they call the family the Ecclesia Domestica. So that's Latin, and it means the domestic church. Ecclesia Domestica, or home church, if you want to think of it that way. They really think of it as being the heart and soul of building God's kingdom, the heart and soul of our Christian faith, the place where love and faith are first lived and first shared. Families are meant to grow on the inside and grow stronger so that they can go outside those walls and lift others up as well. It needs to be an inside and outside job, internal and external. So both matter if whoever we call family are going to have a role in building God's kingdom. Your family, however you define it, is not a closed, private little circle. It's really meant to be a church in miniature. That's the beauty of the Holy Family, and that's the challenge for ours.